Or I think of something, again, I think almost every parent can relate to, is as your kids get a little older, you give them some chores, and one of the chores might be having them help clear dishes after dinner. And so we'll have one of our kids, and they're cleaning the tables, and he or she will start stacking the dishes higher and higher, and they're putting silverware, and they're putting cups on there, and we're like, well, be careful. If you stack it too high, you're gonna drop it. It's gonna spill. It's gonna create a big mess. It's gonna be hard to clean up. And they'll listen and say, okay, I'll be careful. And what happens? They continue to stack more and more, and sooner or later, the stack spills over, and it creates a huge mess. And you know what's amazing in this? For, again, any of us who are parents, we remember this, is they fall and they get hurt, they spill, and it creates a big mess, and then they start crying and look to us for comfort with this idea of somehow they're surprised at what happened. And you're, as a parent, you're saying, didn't I warn you? Didn't we tell you this is what's going to happen? And the response, uh-huh. So why did you do it? I don't know. You know, it's like, well, who does know? Who should I ask? And the fact is that there, we do know why they did it. There's a simple reason. And the simple reason is they didn't believe the warning. In their heart, in their mind, they're like, well, I heard it. And I can tell you, you told me not to do this, this would happen. But in their hearts, they're thinking, well, thank you for the warning, Dad. But you need to understand, you know, it may be true that mere mortals might go too fast on the driveway and crash and get hurt. But you don't understand. I got my Superman suit from Christmas on, and I'm no longer a mere mortal. I can do this. They don't apply to me. I don't believe you. Most people might spill their cups, but you don't understand that I have this special ability to balance more and more plates, and it's not going to happen to me. I don't believe you. If anything, when we tell them these rules, they not only not believe us, but deep down they're like, I think you're getting in my way. You're getting in the way of my fun. You're telling me things that are keeping me from really ultimate enjoyment of this experience. Now, isn't that the core behind every action? You see, if they really believe the warning, they would respond and they wouldn't do the thing that we're telling them not to do. But at the core, they really don't believe the warning. They're saying, Mom and Dad, you really don't understand. Mom and Dad, you really are holding me back from what's best. Again, we see this in your children, but is this limited to children? Or is it something that it's the exact same attitude that we have in the depths of our heart in our relationship with God? That when we choose to ignore his warning, when we choose to ignore his moral teaching, that we're saying the same thing, God, I don't believe you. You see, in the beginning I said this, these are principles that are true for all of us in all ages. As adults, we only hide it better. You see, but this is the core issue behind every issue. Every time we choose to sin, every time that we give in to temptation, every time we do something that God says is wrong, that God says is harmful in our life, we choose it because we're saying to God, God, I don't believe you. You don't know what's best for me. You know, your moral teaching, that might be true for most people, but it's not true for me. You know, it might have been true way back when, but it's not true now. You don't know my circumstances, and for me, you know, morality has evolved. My circumstances are unique. God, I don't believe you.